Welcome to the Solid Verbal. The Solid
Verbal. Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. Ty Hildebrandt here. Dan Rubenstein still over there to my left.
What's up?
You have not left my side.
No. Metaphorically, spiritually, physically.
We're a great team.
Yeah, no, I feel good about this.
It's worked out pretty well. Well, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, for downloading, for hanging with us here over the course of our stream of consciousness style shows here from the BCS Media Hotel. We are joined by lovely lady, Lindsay Theory.
Lindsay Theory.
Joining us now on the Solid
Longtime Verbal. Friend of the show.
Yep.
First time guest. Editor, SC Playbook. Reporter, scout, foxsports.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All around knowledgeable person. Probably eats too much pizza. Probably.
Do you eat too much
pizza? I don't think I've ever had a welcome that was quite that nice. But yes, I eat too much pizza and I eat too much Chipotle. I probably drink too much coffee.
You go the bowl or the burrito at Chipotle?
Bowl. I used to go burrito, but then I realized I tried to be a little bit of a lady because the burrito just landed all down the front of my shirt and it was a real unpleasant look all the time.
You would consistently spill your burrito.
Yeah, and how do you eat a Chipotle burrito? They're so big. And I mean, come on. Like, you're busy, you're working, you're always with colleagues. Nobody wants to look at a girl shoving a burrito.
College graduate. Unable to consistently eat a burrito properly.
You know what? It's all about just enjoying the thing. And if that's how you have to enjoy it, that's how you have to enjoy it.
There's no such thing as too much Chipotle.
Never.
I feel like there might be.
Well, there could not be
a such thing as too much Chipotle.
There could be. Everyone sort of has that upper limit. And then once you hit that.
Right.
Weird stomach issues start to occur. Well, you don't know until you hit it.
Have you ever done more than a burrito? More than a single burrito or more than a single bowl?
Well, no, I don't do. I don't do the burrito anymore. That's done.
More than a bowl.
I do a bowl, and I will admit, lately, I do chips and guacamole.
Oh, that's a
commitment.
Nothing wrong
with
that's a commitment.
And then probably 2 out of 4 times a week, I will get a root beer.
4 times a week at Chipotle?
Maybe.
Wow.
Okay.
That's more of a commitment. She may hit that upper limit quicker than you or I,
Washington.
For sure.
All right, so here's the thing. We're in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lindsay Theory covering the game for scoutfoxsports.com.
Yes.
Normal beat, USC Trojans beat.
Absolutely.
And some Southern California college football recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the Florida State-Auburn game, which you're sort of covering, you're helping out with sort of the national side of things.
Sure.
And this is not a beat that you've been working on all season long, so we're not going to ask you about third string depth and anything like that. State of the USC Union. Who do they still need to hire, if anybody?
Defensive line coach.
Defensive line coach.
Yep. Not Ed Orgeron. He's not coming back.
It's not Ed Orgeron.
No.
We've established that rather saltily, from what I understand.
Yeah, it didn't end on the most positive of notes, I think, between Ed and the administration. Now, he did have a love fest with the kids. The kids obviously love him. They love the cookies. They love the family, the one team, one heartbeat.
Da Cocho.
You got it?
Yeah.
So, you know, the kids still love him. There's no bad blood there. But as far as kind of how this all went down, I think that a return of Ed was not really in the cards.
Can you take a few steps back and... Mm-hmm. explain from your first person point of view how exactly Lane Kiffin got fired? Because we heard the story about getting pulled off the bus. What happened there? What was that like covering?
It was absolute chaos. I was kind of fortunate in a sense. I had a pretty well-placed source who told me 3 weeks before Lane got fired that if he lost to Utah State or Boston College or was embarrassed at Arizona State, he would be fired.
Okay,
so that's good information to have, right? You have your story, you have it written, you're just ready to push the green light to go. Well, the Arizona State game ended. Things seemed a little off in the sense that they got blown out,
mm-hmm.
but nothing seemed too far out of the ordinary. Now, in hindsight, a lot of stuff out of the ordinary, but as it's happening in real time, nothing out of the ordinary. You know, at some point, you have to go to sleep, right?
Eventually.
So you leave the stadium, things seem normal, Lane has a job. Did you think at 4:20 in the morning Lane wouldn't have a job? So first person, you're thinking, wow, like what the heck happened when you finally do wake up in the morning and find out Lane Kiffin's been fired? And then the whole bus story came out, which after you check with enough sources is 100% accurate.
Wow.
How that happened.
So how did you physically find out? Like, what was it? Twitter? Was it text? Was it emails?
Well, you know, when I finally came to at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I had about 15 missed calls, maybe about 20 missed texts. Half of those texts were my dear friends making fun of me, saying, where are you on Twitter? Don't you work on this beat 24 hours a day? And I thought, yeah, I might have just slept through some big time
news. Slept for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but in fairness, I did. I only slept for a couple hours.
Even if you had broken the news at 4 a.m., it's not like there would have been that many people seeing it anyway. So.
Well, I mean, everybody on the East Coast, you know, there's a whole story out there. Okay. There's a whole life out there, I guess. Yeah. There is.
You guess? People are alive on the East Coast, correct?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the hardest thing is somebody who covers SC, you're out here on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I mean, most likely you weren't awake yet for the NFL stuff happening on the East Coast. So it was just, it was very tough timing when you're a USC beat reporter and that's your livelihood and day in and day out. And you missed the biggest event of the season.
An incredible story, pulling him off the bus.
Yeah, and his car, here's the thing, his car was at LAX, always is. But as most coaches do after a loss, they're very obsessive, compulsive, and they want to get back and they want to watch film. That's why Lane got on the bus. He wanted to go back to school and watch film, and he told, you know, the person who usually drives his car, take my car.
Right.
I'll catch up with you later. I've got to go back to work. And he wasn't going back to work. He
was not going back to work. All right. So fast forward. Mm-hmm. We're now, like you mentioned, they just haven't hired a defensive line coach.
Yep.
How do you think the hire... How would you, I guess, initially rate the hire of Steve Sarkisian? How would you rate the way everything was handled from an administrative point of view? And how have the reactions been to, not just Sarkisian, but the staff that he filled out? Where do you think the state is right now of the USC offseason?
That's a really tough question.
Yes.
That's a loaded question.
So your perceptions only.
So from my perception, I don't think it's the hire that USC fans wanted.
Okay.
You know, they wanted a sexy hire. They wanted a very established hire. 7-6 Sark for 3 years at Washington, probably not the hire they wanted. I mean, at this point, Ed Orgeron had won the people over. A lot of people would have been happy for him, but I think a lot of people just, they wanted a big name, and yet I don't think this year they really knew who that name was.
Right.
I don't think you're going to find that name out until you really kind of get through the bowl season and you see a few of these teams that really have grown through the season, some of these coaches who've done a lot with maybe not as much as people originally thought they had.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think the initial reaction about Sark was happy, and I think that was pretty evident in his welcome press conference when it almost kind of started off as an apology from Pat Hayden. It was, well, this is why he only won this many games at Washington, because you can't really win at Washington, and you can't get the recruits at Washington.
Not the greatest foot to start things
off. No, and
it
was just, excuses. You know, it was kind of an excuse-riddled...
A school that's won a national championship, Washington. Yeah.
The Huskies, once upon a time, were a pretty good program, and it's been down now for a couple decades.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impossible to win Rose Bowls up there in Seattle.
Right.
So that was interesting. And I just think that, I mean, from the player's standpoint, it's been very interesting to watch because, I mean, what's that like to be a new head coach? You walk onto a campus and guys are in tears because they didn't get the coach they wanted.
Right.
And they have actually said on camera, on the record, that they wish they got Ed Orgeron. Their coach has been hired, and they still aren't really warming up to the situation. And
right.
You think that kids are pretty fickle and will change quickly, but they're not. And
in all fairness, there is time.
There's time.
It's
there's
January.
Absolutely time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's time. But I also think that going back to the fan point of view, I mean, this is just another person in the Pete Carroll, Lane Kiffin tree.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's not Lane Kiffin. It's not Pete Carroll. It's Steve Sarkisian. But the same day, like, how many times are they going to keep going back to the same well?
Right.
At what point do you just need to say, hey, let's just go try something new. Like, let's go to uncharted territory.
Right. And the staff itself, how, I mean, aside from Sarkisian.
Yeah. Well, Sark said at his welcome press conference he wanted to hire the best staff in America.
Okay.
It's unique.
Very, very unique, right?
Out on a limb.
Yep.
If my math holds... I believe that's 5 coaches from Washington that he brought with him.
Okay.
2 more, you have 7.
So it's two
more,
you have
two Osisopo. We got Wilcox. Who else is down here at SC? Tuiasopo, Wilcox,
Sermon,
Hayward, and Nansen. You got 5. That did add up.
Okay.
So best coaching staff in America. 5 of them were in Seattle. That's kind of breaking news right there.
Right.
And then you fill out with an offensive line assistant from the Niners. And who else have we got there, Dan?
T. Martin.
T. Martin and Clay Helton.
Yeah,
retained.
Clay Helton at
so,
the offensive
line. So, you know, I think that it's a good staff. Right. I just think when you preface anything with the best staff
optimistic,
in America,
I mean, okay.
He should have just said we're going to go out and we're going to get a great staff.
Does he have a bigger leash now or a shorter leash based on the situation he's been plunged into now? You had a few years with Lane Kiffin, very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin came in at a difficult time. He had some challenges that the program in and of itself had. Now Steve Sarkisian comes in. Is he immediately christened as the savior of this program, or is he someone that Pat Hayden will view as there are some inherent issues with this program still? He needs to have time to work his magic.
Yeah, I think they know there's inherent issues, but I don't think the fan base is going to be very sympathetic to those. You have a season where you have three different head coaches, and they still manage 10 wins. You're going to bring in a head coach with his own staff and everything. I don't think you're going to have this grace period to not accomplish something. If three different head coaches can lead those athletes to 10 wins, you better hope that a head coach can in one season.
Fair enough. And so what, when you look forward to the 2014 season, who returns, who is gone? Marquise Lee just declares yesterday for the NFL, who I'm sure everybody listening at least respects his abilities as a game-breaking receiver.
Sure.
So how do they stack up? How do they look in projecting forward? I mean, they're still in sort of the world of the sanctions and the scholarship reductions and slowly working out of that, though, over the next couple years at least. How do they look depth-wise? Where are they strong? Where are they weak? What is just like your view from afar of where this team stands right now? And we still haven't reached signing day, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I actually think that's one of the biggest misconceptions kind of looking at this roster is that they're coming out of the sanctions.
Right.
When you look at who's leaving this year, Marquise Lee, George Uko, defensive lineman, their center, Marcus Martin's leaving, safety, Deion Bailey's leaving. That's four guys right there who they don't get to replace on scholarship. Their limit's hard at 19. They don't get to replace those guys.
Right.
So the depth this year is going to be worse than it was last year. And then you have guys who have to now learn a new system. You have freshmen that are going to have to step in and play. And this last year, I think SC, I don't want to say it was a luxury, but considering their depth problems, it was interesting that they redshirted some 4- and 5-star recruits.
Right.
I mean, if you have those kind of guys, get them on the field. I mean, they're doing it across town, so why can't they do it at SC? So I think that going forward, the depth is going to be another huge concern. Now, you add this 2014 recruiting class, 19 guys, and it looks like, I mean, it's going to be closing time for SC on signing day, and it looks like they might actually finish with 3 more 5-stars who they will add to this class. So that could be kind of the saving grace of all of this.
Right.
But I think as far as depth goes, it's going to be worse this year than it was this last year.
To that end, speaking of sanctions, is there any kind of sentiment within USC that looking out across the landscape of college football, other programs that have gotten sanctions, Ohio State, who knows what's going on in Miami, other places
Penn
that
State,
have certainly,
yeah.
Penn State, sure. Is there any sentiment that, hey, we got screwed?
Absolutely. That's the entire sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only sentiment. I mean, at this point, and I think nationally, when you kind of look at it from the outside, a lot of people were tired of the SC dominance there in the 2000s. And it was kind of, they have that blog in LA, Arrogant Nation. And that's what the world and the nation really sees USC as. But when you look at what's happened around the country with all these other sanctions, I think USC got hosed. I mean, you look at what's going on there, and Reggie Bush had a house, or his family had a house in San Diego, and the entire program now has been basically put on a chokehold for how many years?
Yeah.
It's true.
Tough to crawl back from that.
Yeah.
All right. And USC, as they attempt to get back to the game that's happening Monday night, you are covering it, but just sort of from, not from afar. Obviously, you're here at the media hotel. You're going to be at the game very close
kind
to
of
the
from
game.
Afar,
Lindsay Theory
though.
Joining us via Skype.
Emotionally from afar,
yeah.
Because these aren't two teams that you were on the beat for, at least.
Right.
What are you most looking forward to Monday night? Where are you leaning as for a pick?
Sure.
Is there a certain matchup that you are just at least curious about within this game?
You know, I think that I'm probably just kind of like most of the rest of America in this sense, that I'm really excited to see Florida State and Jameis Winston play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see how he's able to come out as such a young kid and handle the pressure. And then on the Auburn side, I'm just excited to see Gus Malzahn's team play.
Yeah.
When you think of what they were last year and what they are this year, you know, and the plays that have happened, how many times this year were we sitting in a press box at USC games looking up and straining our necks on the TV to see some crazy Auburn play to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of exciting thinking, hey, this might happen in the biggest game of the year.
If you take yourself out of your reporting shoes, just from a pure football fan perspective, you're from the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Obviously, you cover USC. So I think you probably share in the sentiment that a lot of us non-SEC people have, and that is we generally will root against the SEC just because they've won so many in a row. Do you find that it is harder to maintain any kind of SEC hate, given the fact that Auburn is so much fun to watch this year?
You know, I don't even think it's SEC. I don't think I have SEC hate. I think it was Roll Tide.
We can record this and you can put this somewhere so that people know.
Yeah, no. I think it'd be awesome for somebody outside the SEC to win the championship, and you know, for college football to maybe kind of spread itself out again.
Right.
But I think when you look at Auburn, I mean, it's just too exciting what that program's done and what Gus Malzahn's done to not be able to appreciate it if they do win and not be excited for a team who has kind of turned it around in the manner they have. Like, that's a big deal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an incredible story. So who's your pick?
Auburn.
Auburn, really? Score?
In the interest of full disclosure, Gus Malzahn's daughter was my intern last year.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fair.
Wow, the truth comes out.
The truth comes out.
Solid verbal.
Yeah.
Was she a horrible person?
No, she was awesome. She was
sure.
The best.
That was a trap.
She did put her notebook in my backpack the first day, and I thought, no, if anything, girl, you're carrying my stuff around.
That's what I tell Ty all the time, that exact sentence.
No, but Kylie's awesome. She's the best.
Okay. So, full disclosure. But yes, it'll be a fantastic game.
I think either way, it's going to be a pretty close game, and hopefully it's an exciting one for everyone to watch.
Should we run off some quick trivia here?
I feel like we should run off
some
quick
trivia. We've been
doing
it all week. We've been talking to numerous luminaries in and around the world of college football.
Yeah.
What is your trivia wheelhouse, Lindsay Theory?
I'm going to go with 90-something. Music,
90-something.
TV.
90s sort of leaves it open.
Not politics.
90s general pop culture, early 2000s general pop culture.
Maybe early 2000s more
early
my wheelhouse.
Early 2000s. You know what? Music, movies, television. Which of the three industries?
Is it, if you guys like sing that tune, can we play sing that
We're
tune?
We're not going to play sing. No. I'm not going to sing.
Okay. Maybe go for music.
We're going to go music. So what were you doing in 2002?
I was a freshman in high school. No, I was a sophomore in high school.
Make up your mind.
I don't know. I was in high school.
So you were paying attention to music on the radio.
Yeah, I
was. Top 40 songs.
You know, that was like, I had, now that's what I call music, volume one.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've been listening to music for a long time.
Ace of Base, The Sign was my first cassette tape.
Okay. Number one song of 2002, How You Remind Me by Whom?
That was number one?
That was the number one song of 2002.
Good hell.
How You Remind Me. Do you not remember that song?
I don't remember
how you remember
that
me?
Song.
This is how you remind
of what I really. Yeah, I do know that song.
Who sings it?
Canadian group.
Canadian.
Yeah, it's
blonde curly hair.
And he's dated. He's now married to Avril Lavigne.
Correct. What is the name of that band?
That's that Kroger. Chad Kroger.
That is
Chad
his name. Kroger. So you have the lead singer of a band that has a name that's much more famous than his name.
It starts with a C.
It is not starting with a C.
Okay. All right, guys. Can I call a friend?
You may not. You can use one, precisely one celebrity hot tub who is sitting here laughing at you.
Eddie Murphy, what you got?
You want to use it now?
No.
This is the number one song. We're going to go deeper into 2002.
It starts with a C.
Nickelback.
It's a C. The letter C is really prominent in the name.
I knew
that.
Who decided that in the end, it doesn't really matter?
I'm singing the song.
Who is singing that song?
I'm really bad at trivia.
The answer is Linkin Park. All right. I'm going to reverse the way I'm asking these questions. Ty's going to jump in momentarily, hopefully.
Yes.
Vanessa Carlton said she would walk this many miles.
1,000.
That is correct. Wow. That is absolutely correct.
Okay. There was a song. Let me see when this was.
That is true.
That way, that's a lot better for the way my brain works.
Usher said, you don't have to do this. You don't have to call. That's correct.
It's okay, girl.
That is all. That is also correct.
Yeah.
Not asked, but I'm glad you added that.
There was a song in 2009 called Fireflies.
Mm.
It was by a group.
The first time I heard that, I was working in Great Falls, Montana, out on a boat in the lake, and I can't tell you who the group is.
You can't tell me who the group is.
I think I can.
What?
They sound exactly like the Postal Service. Or he.
He.
It is, I believe, Owl City.
Owl City is correct.
Owl City, yeah.
Owl City
Can you tell me the name? the one-man band Owl City. What is the name of Owl City, the actual guy?
Oh, I
just
can't.
One guy. I believe his name's Adam
Do
Young.
You know what is about music, you guys, and I think this is like the way about life. Guys know numbers and facts and sort of things. Females tend to know like the emotional side of it. And like, you tell me a song and I can place myself where I first heard it and I can tell you everything around me, but I can't tell you who sang it, what year it was in or anything. But try again.
Okay, we're gonna try
again. We're just
gonna
ask emotions now when we mention these songs and see where it goes.
Here we go. Avril Lavigne, Canadian. We already established. Yeah. Wed to Chad Kroeger of Nickelback. She asked a question. Why do you have to make things so complicated?
Yes, yeah,
we're all there. We're all in that spot. Yeah. We're all okay.
We're there.
I don't know what my question was gonna be in the lyrics in the song. I forget the lyrics of the song. Why do you have to go and make things so complicated, and then what? You're acting like a...
I don't know. I can see her in the music video. Like,
we're
going to
ask another. I got a better Avril Lavigne question.
I'm killing trivia for you
Skater
guys.
Skater Boy.
I don't have another Avril Lavigne
question. Skater Boy.
That was the answer to my question.
Yeah, Skater Boy. That was the song.
Can you spell Skater Boy as
SK8.
It was...
SK8.
E-R.
Yeah.
B-O-I?
B-O-I.
B-O-I.
That is correct.
Thank you. B-O-I is correct in this instance.
Okay. Ooh. Who was Just a Friend 2002?
Would you say you're just a friend?
You have to sing into the mic. Just a Friend.
I don't know.
It's Mario.
You guys,
the answer
I'm so
is Mario.
Bad at this.
Ty?
You remember Soulja Boy?
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of his
breakthrough first hit?
There it is. Crank
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
She's doing the crank that dance.
Yes, she is. That is
no, not. I just did the arm.
Very
motion.
Important.
The seated crank that.
This superstar sang Lollipop.
Candy, Mandy Moore? No, that's Candy.
That is Candy.
That is Candy.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
Lollipop underneath the candy umbrella, but no.
What is the end? You want to use your celebrity hot tub?
Yeah. What?
I believe that's Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is the correct
one. Oh, I wouldn't know that. Sorry, guys.
Lollipop.
Stop that.
Okay, I'm done doing that. This rapper decided that he wanted to release the number 47 song in order to clean out his closet.
The number 47 song?
Yeah, of the year 2000.
To clean out his closet.
Yes.
That's R. Kelly.
Incorrect. That is Trapped in a Closet.
Oh.
Eminem is
cleaning
out my closet.
Cleaning out his closet.
Yes.
Lindsay. Who'll take you to the candy shop?
Ooh.
Oh, 50 Cent will. 50
that
Cent
is
will
correct.
Candy shop.
Yeah.
And he loves you like a fat kid loves what?
Candy.
Cake.
Cake. I knew that. I just wanted to say candy again.
A very broad enough. Candy umbrella. Gwen Stefani ain't no what kind of girl.
Holler back.
Will we accept
I
holler?
Feel like
no,
it's
the judges holla. Will accept that.
The judges will. It's holla.
Yeah.
And it's not holla either. It's not a holla back girl. Okay. Here we go. I'm looking at a song. Who's got to get through this? Gotta get through this. Who's gotta get through this?
You guys, this is tough.
Do you remember that song?
No.
Oh, it's Daniel Bedingfield.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh.
Ty has his entire collection.
Celebrate the guy's entire catalog.
Yeah.
Unreleased albums.
Unreleased albums, B-sides, rarities, 7-inch
vinyl.
I will
say, you guys disclose a lot of weird information about yourselves on the Solid Verbal.
You don't know the half of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I listen to you play FMK. I feel like I do.
What are the first five words of John Mayer's No Such Thing?
Oh, John Mayer.
Let's do you not like John
subject.
Mayer?
Let's go on.
You don't like John Mayer?
I mean...
How do you feel about John Mayer, Ty?
I'm pro-John Mayer.
Pro-John Mayer. Ryan? Yeah.
I'm done with him.
You done
I
with
had
John
a bad breakup with a guy, and he actually said to me
like
that he was at a concert, and he goes, Heartbreak Warfare, John Mayer, this is it. And I thought, oh my gosh, John Mayer next. Really? You can edit that out, Ty.
We are not editing that out.
No,
that is going at the top of the show. Who said that her loved one was just like a pill?
Alanis Morissette?
Incorrect. That was a Jagged Little Pill, and that was 94. We're talking about 2002. Stay on ball. You're just like a pill. Instead of making me better.
Making me
it's got to
making
be,
me
it's got to be Pink, right?
Pink is the correct answer.
Oh, I listen to a lot of
it's
Pink music,
P
but I didn't know that
exclamation
one.
Point
okay.
NK.
Yeah. P exclamation point NK.
Lindsay Theory.
Yeah.
NK is from North Korea.
Hips
I feel like my credibility is Shakira.
Shout out to Little Pakistan.
Who was also on that track with Shakira?
Of which song? Which track?
Hips Don't Lie.
It was just Shakira, wasn't it?
No, absolutely not. Shakira. That's what this person said.
As a famous refugee.
Yeah.
You guys are going to make me look horrible.
He was a Fuji that was not Praz or not Lauryn Hill.
May have run for political office in Cuba as well.
Haiti,
excuse
Different
me.
Different countries, Ty.
Haiti. Yep.
She's looking for answers off mic, which is not an acceptable. This is the first person that's tried to cheat at trivia.
We're not doing that.
The answer is Wyclef Jean. Wyclef.
If I had a multiple choice test, I would have guessed it.
Well, if we all had multiple choice tests, we all would have done better in life.
Okay.
But that's not how the real world works. All
right. It's not true. We'll must chat.
That's true. That is also true.
You can stand under my...
umbrella.
Okay. just had to make sure. Okay.
Just making sure.
Throwing some softballs out there.
Okay.
That was actually kind of challenging. Just kidding.
There's a question in this song. The name of the song is a question. What's love, L-U-V?
Got to do with it.
Right. Got to do. Okay. So who is the main artist and who is it featuring? Is she singing the right song?
No, I think
she is. Is she singing Tina Turner?
Yeah.
I'm singing Tina Turner.
No, yeah. 2002. Yeah. 2002, it's What's Love?
Got to do with it.
Got to do with it, baby. Yeah. No?
No.
No?
Oh, we're talking
can
about...
Can we change categories from music to something else?
We can change
Maybe
categories.
I wasn't
so
that's
Fat Joe featuring Ashanti and
Ja
Rule.
Oh, I remember that song. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the two people? It's a big duet year. 2002, yeah. Again. Sophomore in high school.
Akon was in most songs.
Actually, no, he was later, I feel like.
He was just starting.
Actually,
I
was a freshman.
Freshman in high school. Dilemma. Do you remember Dilemma?
I remember Dilemma.
Nelly.
No matter what I do.
Who is the female in that song?
Okay, Dan, I hate to say this, but sometimes when you sing songs, it's not really how the song went.
No, I mean, it's how I hear it in my own head, sure. Yeah. Dilemma, Nelly featuring.
The only Nelly song I can hear in my head right now is the one with Tim McGraw, you know, over and over again.
That's
you know?
Weird.
I'm not singing for anybody.
That is strange. Wow. Yeah. It's Kelly Rowland.
Okay, that was a great song. I remember
listening
to it.
Former member of
Destiny's Child.
Correct.
Boom. All right. Okay. I've got one more here, and then we can do
I don't
with
care
show what
we say when you're not around. You're pretty smart.
Dan's being facetious.
Okay.
Sean Kingston said, "You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why ... Fill in the blank.
I will sing it. You already made fun of my singing, but I'll sing it. I don't care. It's the "You're way too beautiful girl. That song. That's why it'll never work.
You just gave her the answer. That's why it'll never work.
That's what he was looking for.
Yeah.
What does he have her? What does she have him? What adjective?
Am I allowed to answer?
You can answer.
Serious adjective.
It's very serious.
Suicidal. I believe they edited that out.
Did they really?
In some radio edits, yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah. Do you remember that song?
Yeah. Let's not end on that note. Can we do one more?
We'll end on a more positive note.
Okay. Because that's what we're trying to be in 2014
I think
is more positive.
Comedy.
This is another year, but I'm going to stay on... What's the name of the singer again? It was Sean Kingston. Okay. He instructed somebody.
He
we don't know
who. He got
in
a jet ski accident, I can tell you that.
Yes, he did. But we're talking about a single. He instructed somebody that he doesn't indicate to call 911. 911, why? Someone call 911.
Okay, you know what, you guys? When I said 2000 music, I was really thinking more NSYNC, Britney Spears.
This is a huge
song.
This is what you get.
This is a huge. Brian, do you know the answer to this?
No.
Shorty fire burning on the dance floor.
There's a shorty fire burning on the dance floor.
Oh, that was good. I danced a lot of songs, you know what I mean?
I don't know. You just didn't speak English right there.
Yeah, I don't often.
All right, final question.
Final question.
One final question. Lindsay Theory wagers everything she has.
Everything she has.
Not a lot.
All right, we're going to go to... everything you have. We're doing in 2005.
I was graduating from high school.
Yeah? How was life?
It was fantastic. I had just lived in Italy for 4 months. I came back. I was the rally fry girl for the Seattle Mariners.
What is a rally fry girl?
Oh, wait. No, that was in college. That was 2009 for the rally fry girl.
You would write the worst memoir ever.
Hold on.
What is a rally fry girl?
Time out. In 2005, I was graduating high school, college.
What is a rally fry girl that you were doing later on in life?
That was in 2009.
What was that?
Numbers aren't my thing. basically it was this promotion for the Seattle Mariners. I was an intern for Fox Sports Northwest.
Okay.
And every night, fans brought signs to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
They had cool little sayings, and they were awesome. It was so fun. They had awesome sayings about the Mariners or about rally fries, and the guys in the booth. Dave,
what are rally fries?
They're French fries.
Okay.
They're basically French fries, but they call them rally fries. There's a long story. I don't want to bore the solid verbal with that. But essentially, our play-by-play and color guy in the booth would pick the winning sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go out with the French fries and deliver them to the kids or the grown-ups or whoever on camera.
Okay.
Do a quick little interview like, hey, where are you from? You know, why did you do
so
the sign?
So it's like a little fan of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Only they had to earn it. You know, you didn't just get a cheer. You had to build a sign. So I was the rally fry girl, and it was kind of this like cool little internship thing. That was college, not high school. I get the two confused all the time.
Kelly Clarkson. 2005. Here we go.
Since you've been gone.
Okay. Right. We should not. Since you've been gone, Kelly Clarkson can do what?
Breathe for the first time.
There it is.
There it is.
Land on that note.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Lindsay Theory.
Lindsay Theory just sang. I guess we also sang.
We sang too.
Yeah. All right. This has been a good time.
These are vocal microphones, so
USC
we should have good
knowledge,
pickup.
Florida State, Auburn predictions.
A little bit of everything.
Please don't hold it any of it.
Weird
any
2000s.
Of it
this interview is actually going to be broadcast at halftime of the game on ESPN. So, congratulations.
Career killers here on the Solid Verbal.
Yeah. We've been killing our own careers for a number of years. Don't worry
about
it.
All right.
Thanks
Lindsay
for having
Theory.
Me, guys.
Thank you.